Well, the second period is where it turned, obviously. I thought it turned at face-off, Dot. We were poor in the beginning, right across the board, everybody. And then we started winning some face-offs, having the puck more, and then that led to some shots and some zone time, and then we started to build a game from there. But that's where I think it turned, is at the face-off, Dot, in the second.
Did you put Frolik up on that second line?
Well, you know what? I thought I was going to be able to play four lines tonight. It was kind of the mindset going into it. And then we fell behind early and didn't have any jump. So then we had to get going with nine guys and try and get nine guys more ice time and a little bit more of an emotional attachment into the game. So I didn't think that was going to have to happen today, but it did.
Is it concerning, like the slow starts?
Yeah. Well, the poor play. Right? We haven't played well here for a while, and it's been masked by the fact we've gotten wins, but we haven't played well.
Figure on why, or just
because we continue to win, and so they think, well, we're obviously playing well, and then that's good enough. The effort's good enough. The execution's good enough. Where in reality, it's not at the level we should be at and can be at.
Does that change through what you've been saying the last couple of days about practice? Is that where that has to get ironed out, or
We're going to practice tomorrow for sure. Yeah, no, practice time is valuable, and then wrap your head around the fact that teams are coming in and teams are desperate. You're getting to the point of the year where you want to create some separation, and if you're on the wrong side of the line, there's a line that goes underneath the two in the wild card usually, and if you're underneath that line, you're going to come in desperate. So you better match that desperation and be ready to play right from the drop of the puck, the opening faceoff, and I thought we struggled in that area tonight.
You mixed up the top two pairs for a little bit at the end of the game as well. How did that work out, and did you see what you were looking for?
Well, we changed. Yeah, we shuffled the deck after 20 everywhere, right? We changed. Who did we change? We changed Hammer and Broads, and then we made some changes up front also. So it'd be nice to be able to roll four lines, and you need everybody. So that'll be something that we address tomorrow.
What does Frolik bring to that line?
Well, there's good chemistry in that group, and he's a versatile guy. So his versatility is what's important, and he can play the left side, he can play the right side. And I thought that line was real good and had lots of looks. Even when they didn't score, they were dangerous in the offensive zone, and they played with some good structure offensively. And Ozone forecheck, for me, was real good by that line. So I thought that line was dialed in once they got put together.
After that slash at the end?
I think so. I don't know. There'll be updates. I get them about half hour after I get done with you guys, so we'll see. But I hope so. I didn't hear anything. Usually you hear something if there's an injury, but I didn't hear anything.
The injury, there was a scratch in there, second line, fourth line. How has Frolik kind of handled that kind of turbulence?
Oh, he's been great. I'm a good pro, veteran guy. He's been in the league a long time. He's been awesome.